It is common among educated liberals to use the term Kulturkampf in referring to the supposed efforts of the right to impose its values on the rest of the country by demonizing liberals. The Germanic overtones are obviously meant to evoke a Hitlerian parallel. Quite the contrary, however, the original Kulturkampf was not a right-wing crackdown on liberal dissenters or imperiled minorities, but an onslaught from the left against the forces of traditionalism and conservatism. Ostensibly, the Kulturkampf was a war against German Catholics, absorbed for the first time into Greater Germany. Bismarck feared that they might not be sufficiently loyal to a Germany led by Prussia, and even more pragmatically, he wanted to avoid the formation of a German Catholic political party. Bismarck's intentions were grounded in realpolitik and political triangulation. It was the progressive forces in the Reichstag who were the true believers. Catholicism was seen by progressive Germans as foreign, antiquated, backward, and un-German. It stood in the way of nationalism, scientism, and progress. The word Kulturkampf itself was coined by the influential scientist Rudolf Virchow, a renowned liberal who hoped the Kulturkampf would liberate men from the clutches of Christian superstition and wed them to progressive principles. Behind that impulse, however, lay a desire to impose a new religion, a progressive religion of the Volksstaat. The first Kulturkampf laws, passed with great fanfare in 1873, were hailed as enormous progressive strides in the separation of church and state. Emil Friedberg, a liberal architect of the anti-Catholic May laws, explained the state's obligations toward the Catholic Church: to suppress it, to destroy it, to crush it with violence. In a riot of neo-Jacobinism, liberals harassed and shut down Catholic schools. Mandatory civil marriages weakened the power and influence of the church. The state claimed the right to appoint, promote, discipline, and even deport church officials. Most of Germany's Catholic bishops were either thrown in jail, hounded from office, or chased into exile. Eventually, the Kulturkampf exhausted itself, but the idea that traditional Christianity was a threat to national progress took permanent root. In the 1870s, the acid predictably worked its way through the body politic and transformed itself into anti-Semitism. Indeed, the word anti-Semitism was coined in 1879 by the atheist and radical leftist Wilhelm Marr in his tract, The Way to Victory of Germanicism Over Judaism. Marr's contribution was to transform hatred of Jews from a theological passion into a modern racial and cultural one. He hated assimilated Jews more than Orthodox ones, for example.